starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast, and it is day 55 on our journey towards financial freedom. I hope you have had a great weekend. And for those who listened to my last episode, the Saturday debrief, it looks like the upcoming week on the markets will still reflect the continued tensions between the US and China, currently negotiating a possible trade agreement. Now, this morning, futures overall opened on the negative with an average of 1% down. That basically means that we should expect the markets to open on the negative today. Good news for the investors, however, who still have their eyes on their watch list this week. As far as I am concerned, I have now no plans to make any financial operation, as I have made all of them already, bought the companies I wanted to buy or increase the position in the companies I wanted to increase my position in at the prices I considered as fair as well. So my only strategy moving forward is to keep building cash until another shopping day occurs, maybe this year, maybe not, maybe in 2020, who knows. There is absolutely nothing wrong in building up cash and to park it into the S&P 500 with a stop loss at 1.5%, as I will do once my cash reserves have been refilled in the next few months. My portfolio now consists of 5 companies, and my asset allocation is as follows. Apple, 42%, Bank of America, 26%, my current company, a major hospitality group, 17%, Microsoft, 8%, and JP Morgan and Chase, 7%. There are also out there 1,000 theories on what is the best asset allocation you should adopt. I believe this one is based on the level of risk you're able to bear based on your present financial life situation, your age, as the younger you are, and probably the more risk you can take as you have time to recover. And the theory is that you will do well over time anyway, so provided you invest in the right companies. Investing in the right companies is easier said than done, correct? But please refer to my own list. I am not venturing into the unknown. I'm staying somewhat safe in my choices. A few things came out while researching these companies, and this is my own point of view, and I could be wrong. But how did I make my choice? One, they have all resurfaced stronger from a major crisis. Two, they are all disruptors in their own sectors. Three, they all have a sustainable ability to maintain competitive advantages over their competitors, which make it difficult to wear down their market share. Four, they all pay dividends. Five, they will all be around, I believe, and strong in 10, 20 years. Even further than that, they all could disrupt the market in the foreseeable future, and I like that. Six, they have a strong leadership team. Seven, solid brand equity. Eight, three of the five are recent major holdings of Mr. Warren Buffett's. And being who he is and judging from what he has accomplished, don't argue, call a chicken a chicken. These companies are good enough for your dollars. Them being recent also allows you to get good data on the price he may have acquired them for, even if he does so with preferred shares, usually at a better price. So there are multiple other reasons, mainly related to this company's finances, that are important without a doubt, but I can't spend time on something I have only halfway knowledge about. However, I believe that having these 8 attributes are to me pretty solid reasons to have looked at them in the first place. I want to outline that you really don't need to be an expert to start investing. I remain simple in my approach. There are 2,000 or 250,000 podcasts out there, hundreds on investing with acute and advanced analysis on the market, ratios and indexes that are here for the trader to make short-term decision to make a profit. We are not burdened by this. We are looking 10 or 20 years in the future, not tomorrow. So people with over-diversified portfolios and hundreds of millions of dollars invested have teams. They pay millions a year to gather data for them, and even they do not beat the market. What makes you think we will do so with our level of resources? My theory is that I may have already substantially changed my financial futures with these five companies I have already bought today. So have a great and productive day ahead.